Fairbanks and Juneau have been formally designated as non-attainment areas for fine particulate pollution by the Environmental Protection Agency. The Alaska communities are among 46 nationally that have regularly exceeded daily concentration levels set by the EPA for the tiny particles produced by combustion. The area of concern identified by the EPA for Fairbanks includes the cities of Fairbanks and North Pole, as well as Fort Wainwright, Fox, Esther, and the Goldstream Valley. It's smaller than what the agency initially proposed in August. Department of Environmental Conservation Air Quality Division Director Alice Edwards says the area represents a compromise based on input from the state and the borough.
It does not include Allison Air Force Base or the military ranges to the south and east. We were able to show that the way the weather patterns work and the sources from those areas, that those areas did not need to be included in the air in the non-attainment boundary.
Exclusion of Eielson is significant because federally funded projects in no attainment areas are required to undergo more stringent environmental review for air quality impacts. Edwards says the next step is for the borough to continue air quality monitoring to better hone in on the sources of local fine particulate pollution. She says that will lead to a range of regulatory and incentive measures.
You could have burn bans on days when air quality is poor. You can have incentive programs to try and get residents to put in cleaner burning wood burning devices. And the same can hold true for other sources as well. We can look at controls on stationary sources like the industrial facilities. If they are found to be contributing to the problem, we could look at maybe different programs for motor vehicles depending on what sorts of impacts they may be having.
The Fairbanks Borough already has plans to move ahead based on limited air monitoring that points to home heating emissions, particularly smoke from wood and coal stoves and boilers. Borough Mayor Jim Whitaker is working on an ordinance that would offer a tax credit for people to replace heating appliances with cleaner burning models. Whitaker says the tax break is essential, given that a large number of borough residents installed alternative heating systems during the past year's oil price spike.
We don't expect people to have installed a heating system that allowed them to afford heat and then the next year be told that is not acceptable. We're not going to do that. We're going to be very reasonable.
Whitaker says that any incentives or regulation will be thoroughly vetted by the public and there will be sufficient time for compliance. The borough has 3 years to meet the EPA's air quality standards for fine particulates. The standards were tightened in 2006 to reflect new research about the health dangers of the tiny particles, which can become trapped in the lungs. Winter temperatures inversions make the problem worse by holding the particulates near the ground where people can breathe them in.